Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 55 Timer Projects. Great collection of DIY projects using 55 Timer IC by Majid Pathan is a practical electronics project book centered on one of the most familiar integrated circuits in hobby electronics, the 5055 timer. Rather than approaching the subject as a theory-heavy textbook, it presents the chip as a hands-on tool for building useful and instructive circuits. The book fits squarely within the DIY electronics and beginner maker genre, offering readers a project-based route into timing, switching, pulse generation, and control applications. Its purpose is to help readers understand how the 55 timer works by seeing it in action across a range of small builds. The material is especially suited to hobbyists, students, and experimenters who learn best by assembling circuits and observing results through project examples. The book introduces common electronic components, basic prototyping practices, and the practical logic behind timer-based circuit design in an accessible and application-focused way. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning the 5055 timer through practical circuit building. A central strength of the book is its project-based method for teaching the 5055 timer IC instead of isolating the device in abstract technical discussion. It places the chip inside working circuits so readers can connect function with outcome. This is important because the 5055 timer is widely used for delays, oscillation, pulse generation, and switching. Yet many beginners understand it better when they can observe how it behaves in a complete design. The book appears to guide readers through breadboard-friendly builds that reveal how timing components, resistors, capacitors, and output stages interact with the chip. In this way, practical construction becomes the learning framework. Readers are not only told what the 5055 timer does, but are encouraged to witness how the IC changes state, drives loads, and responds to input conditions. This hands-on structure makes the device less intimidating and more intuitive. For learners entering electronics through making, this style is especially effective because each completed project reinforces the operating ideas behind the timer, while also building confidence in assembly, testing, and troubleshooting. Secondly, exploring core operating modes and everyday functions, the book is closely tied to the best-known capabilities of the 55.5 timer, particularly its use in monostable, astable, and switching-related applications. These operating patterns form the foundation of countless beginner and intermediate circuits, and the project selection appears to reflect that practical range. Readers encounter the timer not as a single-purpose part, but as a flexible building block that can generate pulses, create repeating signals, and control timed actions. This matters because understanding these core behaviors opens the door to many low-cost electronic solutions. In a practical guide like this, theory is likely presented in direct relation to the circuit outcome, showing why one arrangement produces a delay while another creates a repeating oscillation. By working through examples such as sound generators, blinking outputs, sensor-triggered responses, or timing controls, readers gain a functional grasp of how the same chip can serve multiple roles. That versatility is one of the 55.5 timer's enduring attractions, and the book appears to highlight it through application rather than abstraction. The result is a useful bridge between basic electronics concepts and real circuit implementation. Thirdly, wide variety of DIY applications for hobbyists and students. Another important aspect of the book is the broad spread of project types associated with the 55.5 timer. The available information points to examples such as touch switches, electronic music-style circuits, light-based security systems, metronomes, LED chasers, motor control builds, inverter-style circuits, and traffic light-style sequencing. Even without treating every project as deeply advanced, this variety is valuable because it shows readers that a single inexpensive IC can be used across entertainment, sensing, control, and educational demonstrations. For hobbyists, that range supports experimentation and helps sustain interest, since the book does not limit itself to one narrow category of output. For students, the diversity offers a practical survey of circuit ideas that connect electronics with recognizable functions. A reader can move from visual indication projects to timing systems and then to response-based circuits, seeing how small changes in design produce different behavior. This breadth also helps readers compare projects and notice reusable patterns. The same timer principles can support many outcomes, and the repeated exposure to those patterns is part of what makes a project collection like this useful as a learning tool rather than just a list of isolated builds. Fourthly, breadboard prototyping, assembly skills, and troubleshooting. The book seems designed not only to explain circuits but to help readers physically build them, which makes prototyping skill a meaningful part of its value. Breadboard-based electronics teaches more than component placement. It encourages readers to recognize pin layouts, trace signal paths, organize parts, and verify connections before power is applied. For newcomers, these habits are essential because many circuit failures come from assembly errors rather than from flawed concepts. A collection of 5525 timer projects naturally supports repetitive hands-on practice with resistors, capacitors, switches, LEDs, sensors, and symbol output devices. As readers move through multiple projects, they likely become more comfortable with reading diagrams, identifying common mistakes, and adjusting component values where needed. Or, this practical dimension is especially important in hobby electronics, where real learning often happens during debugging. A book built around workable circuits gives readers an environment in which troubleshooting becomes part of the educational process. Even when a circuit is simple, the act of making it function develops patience and analytical skill. That makes the book useful not just as a source of project ideas, but as a training ground for core maker habits and basic circuit literacy. Lastly, accessible entry point into applied electronics design. The book appears to occupy an accessible middle ground between a beginner introduction and a collection of usable circuit ideas. Its emphasis on low cost, widely available parts, and familiar project outcomes makes it approachable for readers who may not have advanced technical training. This matters because many electronics learners need a starting point that feels achievable. The 55 timer has long been valued in educational settings for exactly this reason. It is simple enough to support introductory learning but flexible enough to demonstrate meaningful design principles. In this context, the book offers an applied route into electronics by letting readers build first and understand more deeply through repeated exposure. Readers can learn timing behavior, output control, basic sensing methods, and signal generation without immediately needing a more advanced study of digital systems or microcontrollers. That practical accessibility is a major feature of the work. It does not depend on expensive tools or complex programming. Instead, it uses a classic analog chip to teach durable fundamentals of electronic behavior. For many readers, that makes the book both educational and empowering, especially as a first serious step into self-directed circuit design and experimentation. In conclusion, 55 Timer Projects. Great collection of DIY projects using 55 timer IC is best suited for electronics hobbyists, students, makers, and curious beginners who want to learn by building rather than by reading theory alone. It offers practical benefits that are easy to appreciate familiarity with the 5055 timer IC. Better understanding of common timing and switching functions, improved breadboard skills, and growing confidence in diagnosing simple circuit problems. Readers who enjoy direct experimentation will likely find the project-driven structure more rewarding than a purely academic treatment of the same chip. The book stands out within its category because it focuses on a classic and still relevant component that remains useful for learning the foundations of analog and timer-based. Circuit design. Many modern beginners jump quickly to programmable boards, but this kind of book highlights the educational value of understanding a circuit at component level. That gives readers a stronger feel for cause and effect in electronics. Its appeal lies in combining accessibility, variety, and practical results. For anyone interested in inexpensive DIY builds, or in mastering one of the most iconic ICs in hobby electronics, this book offers a realistic and engaging starting point that can support both skill building and creative experimentation. If you would like to support Majid Pathan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.